909 at KBUR. It is a Thursday. Thursday's open phone day. That means the lines are open at 319-754-1490. You can get it off your chest. You can get it on the air. You've got something that's been bothering you, something that is makes no sense. There's a lot of things that aren't making a lot of sense right now. I think this whole, you know, I did have somebody say, Colin, that maybe, you know, maybe we're using the wrong language when we're talking about, you know, firearms or what is typically called gun control. Well, it really isn't. It's figuring out what makes sense versus, you know, I mean, banning guns is always going to be real tough because you've got a real strong gun lobby.
I've said it once, and I'll say it 1,000 times more. The answer is not no guns, and the answer is also not more guns.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer. I don't know how. What could you do? I guess that's a quote. You know, there's been a lot of proposals out there. One is raising the age. They did it in New York. They raised the age 18 to 21. Does that make a difference?
I think that's incredibly reasonable.
That would seem to be reasonable,
I think that's
yeah.
incredibly reasonable. And I think banning certain magazine sizes and certain types of ammunition or possibly implementing new licenses for those things is also very reasonable.
One of the things that we had Kim Komando talk about today is that we had, she said, you know, all of these social media companies, they all have algorithms that could easily detect a hate post or something like that. And I don't know the question is, what do you do with it? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, and that also has pitfalls of its own because it could detect something that has absolutely nothing malicious in it or malicious intended, but that's really the pitfalls with any internet algorithm.
Yeah, I suppose.
Is that it's going to pick up things that aren't really what it's supposed to pick up.
Ah, and so, you know, I suppose that's true. It's like... you know, so what we talk about what can be done. I think we talk. A lot of people say, well, you know what? There has to be some. I mean, how do you, if you, I think you have to make it as basically as enforceable, or as utilized as possible. I mean, it doesn't do any good to talk. We talk about mental health screening now. I don't know how. The problem is mental health screening is very subjective. Would you agree with that?
To a degree.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a lot of, you know, somebody may be really in a, you know, they may have, but how do you screen somebody who hasn't been, parents, they all, well, what do we have? Both sets of parents, even the Buffalo shooter and the Uvalde shooter, and they said, well, we didn't really see anything wrong with Johnny or with Jimmy or whatever. Or... Well,
typically, with those sorts of mental issues, the signs are very subtle, and only a trained professional would be able to see them.
And how do you get a professional if it's a trained professional? You can't make mandatory mental health screening, can you?
I don't know. I don't think anyone's ever tried to make it mandatory.
I don't know how you would. I guess it would be, well, and where's the funding going to be coming to do that?
Precisely.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those issues. We talk about it, but we really don't have any real, you know, we have a few. I think moving the age is something you can do, and that's relatively simple.
And I think that's one thing I think most people could agree on, but I know some people won't.
We had Chad Benson talking about, hey, you know, you have different licenses for, he said, you know what, you got a different license when you're 16 than you have when you're later on and you're older.
And you need a different license to drive different vehicles.
Different license to drive. You want to drive a truck or a, you know, anything that's a, you know, public vehicle. Yeah.
Let's just say it takes different licenses to go from a car to a semi-trailer, for example. And I think, like I said, I think maybe having different types of licenses for different types of weapons is another perfectly valid option.
You know, and I think the... Well, and I
with different application processes and all of this, and mandatory training to use said weapons and all that, I think, personally, that's quite reasonable.
Well, and you were talking earlier off the air a little bit about the fact is we've got there's so many things you can do. I mean, just legally do with guns that you can get now.
So many things you can purchase.
So many things you can purchase. You were talking about what are these big, what are they, canisters or rolls of, what was it?
Drum magazines?
Drum magazine. Now, what is a drum magazine?
It's basically a gun magazine, that holds the bullets in the shape of a drum, that it basically just holds more rounds.
Okay. Kind of like now it looks like, that sounds more like a military weapon than anything else, doesn't it? I would imagine.
You could argue a lot of weapons that are commercially available could also be classified as military weapons.
Okay. We also talked about the AR-15s, because those seem to be the popular,
They're a very popular gun platform.
And they're a very popular gun platform for those who want to kill a lot of people in a hurry. And that seems, what do you use an AR-15 for?
Home defense, typically.
Okay.
Home defense, and we talked about a couple times they're trying to implement in Iowa a new hunting season specifically for AR-15s.
Yeah. I saw a couple of cartoons there, you know. A deer with about 50 holes in it.
You can get a lot of rounds downrange with a quick trigger finger with a semi-automatic weapon.
And you can also, and they're not hard to really, if you want to modify them to fully automatic, you can do that fairly easily too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that to me seems, okay, it seems like you ought to have, maybe to get something like that, you need a higher grade of license of sorts?
Yes, that's what I've been saying.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Certain weapon platforms maybe need different certification.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to own a pistol, then a basic, you know, open carry license or even a concealed carry license would be one thing.
Yeah.
But if you want to own, say, an AR or a shotgun or...
Or drums or any of those things, yeah. I mean...
You need different licenses.
How does that sound? It does make sense to modify that. I don't know how you do it, but I guess you just simply...
And you know there's going to be people in Congress who are going to oppose gun legislation no matter what.
I know exactly. There is going to be that. That's going to be very strong.
The gun lobby in Congress is one of the larger contingents of lobbies in Congress.
It's a huge lobby, let's face it. It's
As they say, well, it's right here in the Constitution. You can't change it. You can't do anything to it. We can own whatever we want.
Yeah. You want a bazooka? I don't think you can't own a bazooka, can you?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's frustrating because I think everybody else is, you scratch your head, you wring your hands.
My thing, and I see a lot of people asking the same question, is how many more incidents like all of the ones we've seen in the past couple of months need to happen before something changes?
And is there anything we can do to stop that? Is there anything
I don't think it's a matter of coming up with a definitive solution. It's a matter of, nope, what are some things we can try to do
right.
and see if it works?
Yeah, you know,
a better phrase.
Maybe that's not a bad, probably not a bad idea.
Just start throwing out some ideas at least, but no one wants to do that because it's going to get gridlocked in Congress instantly.
Yeah, the state, the New York State banned the sale of any weapons or any guns to those under 21. They said you can't smoke and you can't buy a pack of cigarettes and you can't buy beer until you're 21, right?
Right.
So why not, should alcohol, I mean, should guns be any different? I mean, hey. And then there are those, I know. And we also have the fact is, okay, well, they don't have to. Parents can buy the guns for them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good morning. This is Talk Show. Good morning. Who do you have with us?
This is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Morning, sir.
Hey, I got a question for you. Maybe you can kick this around also. if they're going to raise the age of purchasing weapons up to 21, then they need to move the age of the draft from 18 to 21, because you're going to be training a bunch of 18, 19, and 20-year-old kids how to use a weapon that they can't acquire.
Okay, well, you know
that
what?
Makes sense.
It, you know, maybe it does that. Hey, what's your? I don't have any problem with that. What do you think? I don't have any.
Have a problem with that at all.
Actually, we don't have a draft though right now. But you're talking.
I'm just saying, you know, when you're 18, you have to register.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, people go into the military 18, 19, 20. If this bill passes, technically they wouldn't even be allowed to carry a weapon.
Well,
if that'd be the case,
actually,
you know?
I don't know. This is that's the question we were just tossing around, and that is, I don't think it's owning the weapon. I think it's the fact is buying. Is it buying or
also,
purchasing the weapon?
Well, also, I would like to see statistics of how many people have any kind of weapons experience before they enter the military.
Yeah,
a lot of them used to go hunting. You know, this would have been in the 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
But that is a mindset. Now you get more violent video games and more games like that than you do actual hands-on experience with at a rifle range or a pistol range or anything like that.
Yeah. Okay.
But you know, here's the other thing. I think
you're talking about visual acuity is what I think. You're
think
not talking about.
Desensitize. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry.
No.
You're fine.
Go ahead.
Desensitize the fact that, I mean, I can't blame anybody for it because it's a thing of the society, but the violent video games that these kids watch, you know, and play and participate in. And then look at the different TV shows. There's at least one or two or three murders a night on TV that you're acclimated and it doesn't act like, okay, well, they just got killed or this person got killed or that person got killed, whatever the case would be. That has something to do with your psychic if you continue watching that stuff.
Well, I have two main points on that argument. One, we are free to choose whatever entertainment we wish. And two,
that is correct.
And two, if that kid is exposed to that, is that not an issue of parenting?
But he wasn't living with his parents, was he?
I'm saying
he's living with his grandparents.
Generally, with kids of a certain age, isn't an issue of parental guidance.
Or if the grandparents are taking care of him, the grandparents have become the grandparental unit, so whatever.
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to get some conversation.
No, I think,
that's a good question.
No, it is a good point, and I think the fact that, yes, parents have pretty much, a lot of parents have pretty much, they say, hey, if I can't handle him or her or whatever, I'll let somebody else do it. I'll let the teachers do it. I'll let the jails do it. What's that?
Like that and stuff. So.
No, I
agree. Okay, well, maybe somebody else will call in and get another discussion.
Hey, Jack, thanks so much. You bet. All right. Yeah, I think. You know,
I'm sorry. Anytime somebody brings up the violence in media argument, being someone of a certain age that I am, I instantly roll my eyes.
Well,
because you have to understand that is very much a person-by-person thing. For example,
I would agree.
I watched Law & Order and played Call of Duty all the time growing up, and I never shot at anybody.
Well, I know. The thing is, it is parenting. It is the fact is there are some people that are more likely or more, if they're already violent, if they're violent in their own, if their nature is to be violent, then doing something that is.
I know. I'm just saying. Anytime somebody brings up video games, I instantly roll my eyes because they are the easy scapegoat.
I know.
You have experienced a lot more than I have, and look at it. Every decade, whenever there's some kind of tragedy like this, some form of media gets blamed. Back in the day, it was comic books and rock and roll. Then it was TV. Then it was video games. Then now it's video games and the internet.
You know, I don't think rock and roll ever got blamed, frankly. Seriously.
You remember in 1990 when the band Judas Priest got sued because two kids committed suicide after listening to one of their albums?
There was an incident we had. Who was the artist that was at this Texas festival? Where they had where they rushed the stage, and he encouraged them to rush the stage, and nine people got killed in that rushing of the stage. But he apologized, and he paid for the funeral.
Oh, Travis Scott.
Okay. Playing to the crowd is one thing, but encouraging the crowd
to
do
things.
Who
remembers Woodstock 1999?
I don't remember Woodstock. I remember Woodstock 69.
Well, at Woodstock 99, one of the bands there told raucous fans not to calm down, and they ended up, there were several assaults that happened, and things got set on fire.
Well, you can look at Altamont and the Rolling Stones, right? When they hired
Hell's Angels.
Hell's Angels to be, when you hire Hell's Angels to be security, you know you're probably going to be asking
for
a
problem. A few people got stabbed.
there was at least one or two that got killed. Yeah, yeah, it was, but it was, you see, that's, but see, that. Obviously, that was a huge mistake, obviously.
I'm just saying, people, whenever there's some kind of tragedy like
I will say
what
this,
happened, they look for a scapegoat.
Woodstock 69 was one of the calmest, most peaceful existences. If you look at that, I wasn't there, but I've talked to people that were there, and I've talked to people that that experienced it, and they said, no, it was a... You know what? It was probably as peaceful. Everybody was taking care of everybody else.
Well, that's because it was an event designed to promote peace.
Peace, love, dove, and yes, it was a peace festival. That's how it was billed.
Well,
times
change.
Well, in the world in 1969, you look at look at 67. We had the Summer of Love at the same time we had the same, then later on, we had, what did we have? We had 68 comes along, and you have the Martin Luther King assassination. You have the Bobby Kennedy assassination. You have the riots. You have the Yippie
and
riots.
What's going on during this
Chicago.
Whole thing?
Yeah.
What's going on during
the
this whole
Vietnam
thing?
The Vietnam War. People think that the country was split, or the country's been split. The country was really split in 1968 and 69. I mean, it was you had the love it or leave it, or you have...
In a way, we kind of still have that.
And kind of have it. We really do. I think the fact is that...
I think you really look at it, that same mindset happened back when COVID first started.
I think what happened is once you had people penned in, or they were closed in, and they were kind of... I think the anxiety of being in a lockdown situation.
And also what... Did they have access to, pretty much everybody have access to? The internet.
Yeah.
And if you know anything about communication on the internet, it is anything but cordial, because when it comes to communication on the internet, there is no fear of physical confrontation.
Well, and the world changed, and the world did change. And we had a lot of stuff that was just simply causing... we didn't have any real...
Didn't help that happened during an election year.
No, it did not help at all. It was one of those things that said, you know, hey, it was it said, and then the election itself. And then now they've got this January 6th thing going on, and divided, talk about a divided, you know, divide. Okay, was it an insurrection? Was it, what was January 6th? There was an awful lot of things that went on January 6th.
I think the best way I can describe January 6th, 2021, was an angry mob broke into a government building during a vote.
And we just had...
Some people had the intent to go in there and try and stop it.
And?
I'm not saying all of them, but some of them probably had that intent.
And was there encouragement by certain people at that event to do that?
That's not really for us to decide, is it?
Well, I guess that's, but is it? It really isn't for us to decide. There's a lot of things we don't know about what went on behind the scenes, and a lot of things about this, and this whole, you know, the old stolen election. I mean, let's talk about, you know, we talk, that was, and there's a, it's amazing to me the number of people that believe the election was stolen. But that seems to be, and it's the power of.
I believe the word you're looking for is tribalism.
And the word, and, well, it'd be Trump tribalism, though, right? Wouldn't it?
I would say tribalism in general.
Yeah, tribal, but it's also, the fact is, it shows that President Trump still has a tremendous influence on the party, a tremendous influence on what's going to be happening. He also seems to be the leading potential. He seems to be the guy that's running. He's running full tilt to be the next to be back to being president again. And I think that's something, you know, we're all going to have to face. Is there any payback or is there any? Yeah, I don't know.
Payback.
Well, not payback, but I'm thinking, what would be the? I mean, is there? Does he have? Do you think that you say, you told me, I think it was it earlier this week that I said I thought Donald Trump was probably going to be the next would be president if you're he's going up against Joe Biden again, right? If he gets the nomination, whoever gets the nomination.
If things continue the way they're going, then anyone who goes up against Biden is a sure thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and I think
that's what I said.
Okay.
But I also said I think with a lot of especially swing voters, Trump comes with a certain stigma.
I guess the question is how many are there?
And I think that if the Republican Party wants the White House back, they're going to go with somebody who doesn't come with the baggage Trump does. And I personally think the smart money is on Governor DeSantis.
I guess we'll find out as we get a little closer to it, but I refuse to I lost two bets back in 2016, and I lost another one in 2020.
I remember.
And I thought, okay, better than you know. He's a hard guy to buy. He's hard to bet against because he seems to have a power or I don't know what a charisma, a sort of a. I think basically it's this. I'm the president. I'm going to do whatever. I'm going to come right out. Putin seemed to be, you know, did Putin want Trump in there?
Who knows?
I don't know. But Putin's crazy too. It's all crazy. All right, let's take a break.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
Is there a doctor here?
Listen.
Aaron Donald's not retiring. Sean McVay's not retiring. Nobody's walking away from $20, $25 million guaranteed. That money does not exist elsewhere. And while you could say, I've made a lot of money, you don't want to make any more? I mean, Aaron Donald's 31 years old. He's got enough money to live on the rest of his life.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
2 to 5 weekdays on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
What's in store for you this summer? Vacation plans, ball games, home improvement projects? No matter what you have in store, Standard of Beaverdale has something in their store for you. You'll find some new fencing and decking materials to make your own backyard paradise a reality. Every home oasis needs a grill, and Standard has lots to choose from. Roofing and siding might not be as fun, but both are necessary, and Standard has the right materials to help you get the job done and get back to the fun. When you're headed out on fun adventures, the Standard Carhartt department has the right bag or cooler for you. Father's Day is right around the corner. With the price of gas these days, everyone at Standard thinks Dad would love to go electric with a battery-powered lawnmower, trimmer, or other outdoor power equipment. Dad might also like a DeWalt power tool now with a battery that is longer lasting and lighter. And check out the new Edge Safety Eyewear, polarized glasses that provide safety with style. You'll find all this and so much more at Standard of Beaverdale in West Burlington, Iowa, open 6 days a week.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
A home in rural Burlington is considered a total loss following a fire. According to a news release, at about 11:31 a.m. Wednesday, the Burlington Fire Department responded to a reported house fire at 6286 108th Avenue in Concordia Township in rural Burlington. Firefighters arrived at 11:47 to find smoke and flames showing from the single-family home. Firefighters had the fire extinguished by 1:30 p.m. There wasn't anyone home at the time of the fire. Damages are still being assessed, but the home is considered a total loss. The cause of the fire remains under investigation by the Burlington Fire Department, Des Moines County Sheriff's Department, and the Iowa State Fire Marshal's Office. According to the Iowa Secretary of State, over 365,000 Iowans participated in the June 7th primary elections. More than 73,000 Iowans voted absentee, which is the second highest total for a primary election in state history. The unofficial turnout by political party was 195,355 Republicans and 156,589 Democrats. Secretary Pate extended his thanks to Iowa voters, poll workers, and county election officials for ensuring a clean, smooth primary election process.
I think it went fantastic. I got to compliment all the great Iowa voters and our unsung heroes, those poll workers. They came through with flying colors. We saw thousands of Iowans come out to have their voice heard and democracy in action.
Police say a man has died following a shootout with an officer outside a convenience store in eastern Iowa. Davenport police said in a statement that the shooting happened around 1 a.m. Wednesday when an officer responded to a call from the store about someone tampering with its air conditioning unit outside. Police say the officer confronted a man outside the store and discovered he had outstanding arrest warrants. Police say a fight ensued and the man and the officer exchanged gunfire. Police say the man was shot and died at the hospital. The officer was not shot but sustained a minor injuries during the fight. Police have yet to release their names. From the KBUR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The special committee investigating last year's Capitol riot shows some of its work tonight.
January 6th committee aides say tonight's primetime hearing will serve as an opening statement for the American people and a preview of upcoming hearings. Committee aides say there will be a multimedia presentation throughout the 90-minute or so committee hearing tonight that will ultimately show the American people video and audio that has not been seen publicly before.
That's Fox's Mike Emanuel. President Biden meets with other world leaders from our part of the world today, largely about immigration.
The Summit of the Americas, drawing leaders from North, South, and Central America, hosted by the U.S. in L.A. The Biden administration didn't invite the governments of Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua because they're led by dictators. Mexico decided to skip it, too.
Fox's Jill Nato. Europe's central bank announces its first interest rate hike in 11 years. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Mostly sunny skies and a high today around 80 degrees. Tonight, turning mostly cloudy. Showers are 70% likely, mainly after 4 a.m., a low down to 61. Showers and thunderstorms, 80% likely on Friday. A high to 71, a 50% chance of showers before 8 p.m. Friday night. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and low down to 58 degrees. Mostly sunny Saturday, 79. Mostly sunny Sunday, 86 right now. We continue with sunny skies. It's 69 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are poised for some gains on Wall Street this morning after a losing day yesterday. Many investors waiting, though, for the latest on inflation, the CPI Consumer Price Index. That number for May will be out tomorrow morning. The number of people who applied for unemployment benefits last week hit 229,000, the most in 1 week since January. But it's still right around normal for a pre-pandemic week. A fresh record high at the pump today. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular is $4.97. In the UK, they're paying $8.60 for a gallon of regular. EU lawmakers have voted to ban sales of gas vehicles by 2035 as they push a move to full electric vehicles. A recession will come in the first half of next year. That's according to the latest CNBC survey of chief financial officers. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Don't miss June's $25,000 prize capsule giveaway promotion at Catfish Bend Casino. Win your share of $25,000 in prizes. Four drawings every Friday at 7, 7:30, 8, and 8:30 p.m. Five winners at every drawing. Earn one entry for every 50 points earned daily. Five times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. See Player Services for details. Come on out and play and live lucky at Catfish Bend Casino inside the Fun City Resort. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Eye specialist Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center welcomes ophthalmologist Sarah De La Rosa to West Burlington. Dr. De La Rosa, what's your first impression of the hospital and its services for treating illnesses and injuries of the eye?
I've been very impressed with the facilities at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, especially in the eye clinic and in the operating room. The eye clinic has some of the best diagnostics that I've ever worked with.
Treat your eyes to the best care at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center. For more information, visit greatriverhealth.org.
When there's a change in the weather,
it's horrible out here,
and you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it can be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and online at KBUR.com.
Now, we're not going to solve the debate over what to do about guns because nobody seems to want to solve. It seems like really nobody that nobody really wants to really they talk about it. It's like, yeah, but it's nobody really knows what to do to solve that particular issue. I think we brought up 2 points that I think are valid. One is different license caliber or different license ranges for depending upon which firearm you're going to get, and different criteria to be able to get that. Does that make sense? I think that
makes perfect sense.
And basically, you know, raising the age to 21 to purchase. Now, I mean, it doesn't mean that they can't have. I mean, I think, yeah, I think it doesn't necessarily mean a mom and dad couldn't buy a gun for somebody. Anyway, good morning. Who's with me?
This is Dean. Basically, I am for that if you have a gun show that they have to register their guns and all that paperwork they'll have to do at a gun show. I am for that.
Okay.
I have never had a gun in my life.
I haven't either.
But basically, I think that, kids should not allow to have automatic weapons until they're 21.
Actually, weapons are banned, aren't they, Colin? Aren't they?
I honestly, I'm not.
No, the Supreme Court knocked that down, I think, in the 90s. There was a ban on them.
Okay.
But that was not because it said it was unconstitutional, if I remember. Also, I think that we should basically spend more on mental health, and we should spend more to make our schools better. But you talked about law and order. I watched that. I have DBs, but also one thing about Law and Order, that show there was consequences to your actions. In today's world, there's no consequences to your action. You got one DA was kicked out because he was too extreme, but that's the world today. I mean, you got a Democrat senator threatening to do something to Kavanaugh and a conservative on the Supreme Court, and you got demonstrators breaking the law, but nobody doing anything about it. He just...
I think that's... Haven't they banned those? Haven't they banned those, Colin?
Reaching it.
Banned that... Stay, you know, camping out by that's against the law to camp out or to harass a Supreme Court judge, isn't it? Yeah,
I believe so.
It is
it's against the law. Democrats are staying silent.
Well, but it's
and you had the one, like I said, I can't.
People are getting arrested, Dean. They are getting arrested. So I would say, there may be protests, but they are not. They can't say go to the go sit in front of there, unless because that would be inciting.
They cannot go to their house.
They cannot go to their house. That is absolutely right. Yeah.
But that one, I got going. But that one congressman, a senator who's a Democrat, is head of the House. What he did on the steps, he should have been arrested for threatening Kavanaugh, and he should be. He should be in jail and kicked out of Congress.
Well, there's a lot of rhetoric that's out there, a lot of bad words that are used, and everybody seems to be pointing a finger at the other guys, and that just seems to be the way politics
like
is.
Those consequences to anything anymore.
But it happens on both sides, though. You know that, Dean? It really does. It happens on both sides. Yeah.
Just like you brought out that there's some. I'm against abortion. I think we should have a bill saying after 15 weeks or 12 weeks, there'll be no abortion. But let's face the fact, you're not going to eliminate abortion. You're not.
I would agree with that because you can go but I think I don't have any. Yeah, I think you need to have some restrictions. And you need to have restrictions. And I think that's really common sense is something that is not common. And we need to have some common sense.
And also, I believe what you just said that through prayer, and he never used violence. He never used violence, but he came to his point. And I believe in that. You show more love and kindness that Jesus wanted to show to pray for these people, and to just don't all talk right. about.
Dean, I gotta let you go. Gotta let you go, Dean. Okay, take care.
Bye bye.
All right, you're on the talk show. Good morning. Who are you with me?
Hey, this is Joe. How you doing?
Hey, Joe. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just listening to the whole conversation on gun control and stuff, and I have never heard someone propose what you just did with, you know, a license for different calibers. I got to say that is kind of original. I feel like the heart of the issue, though, isn't really the gun. You know, say dad gets approved for a permit to buy an AR.
Yeah.
Who's to say that son doesn't go in the bedroom one day and take it and go shoot up his school? I am in
it happened.
Favor
it,
of a
it's
law
exactly
where,
what happened in Connecticut.
Yep.
That's
exactly.
The mother bought the guns. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm completely in favor of a law that says if your gun is used in a crime, you can be held liable for the same crime. So if your son goes into your bedroom and your gun is unsecured, he takes it and shoots up his school, you're going to prison too. That's what Dean was saying. Actually, it is illegal to own a fully automatic weapon in the U.S. unless you have a very, very specific license for it. There's a tax you have to pay. They don't make it very easy. I personally could not afford to own a fully automatic weapon in the U.S. To that point,
what would you need? What does somebody need an automatic weapon for?
I mean, that's the question.
Yeah, that's.
Well, there's lots of people who use them, and there's like the huge automatic weapon sporting event that goes on. I think it's in Kentucky.
There are competitions.
Machine guns from all eras, all over the world. They use them for target practice.
Okay.
You're not going to use a fully automatic weapon to go out and hunt a deer. You're not going to use a fully automatic weapon to, in any hunting theater, actually. You're not going to use a fully automatic weapon.
You wouldn't typically use full auto for home defense either.
But you can modify. But you can modify an AR-15 to be fully automatic. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, very easily, very easily.
So I mean, if you modify it to be fully automatic, are you breaking the law?
You are absolutely breaking the law. It's a federal crime. Yes.
Okay.
If I were to buy an AR from Farm King and bought one of the little trip plates for it, and were to install it myself and make it fully automatic, 100% illegal. I can go to prison.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Unless I have the tax permit for it. But speaking to that point, it's completely illegal. There are dozens of laws on the books against it. And one of the most average guns that you'll find on most gangs in Chicago, New York, are like a MAC-10, fully automatic 9mm. They'll take a Glock and make it fully automatic.
Another very easy gun mod.
Yeah. So yeah, in other words,
easy gun mods and extended magazines.
But see, it's not the law. The law is only as good as the enforcement of that law, and who's doing the enforcing of that law, and also how are they?
I suppose in this case, the enforcement of that would be the ATF.
Well, yeah, it'd be ATF but the Chicago Police or somebody else. I mean, or whatever you name a police. The fact is, we were just talking about the fact is, how many kids want to grow up to be a policeman anymore? Not very many.
You don't see that a lot.
Not many. That's the problem
we
face.
You can't blame a lot of them. I know several officers who've gone into the force, and they become a different person after a couple of years. One of them put it to me this way. When you drive by an accident scene, and people are waving and high-fiving at the firemen, and they turn and spit on your car as you go by, kind of makes you feel different about the public that you're supposed to protect and serve.
I've always
thought about this too. My dad, he grew up, he was born in the 50s, went to high school in the 60s, 70s. He told me he'd go to school sometimes and boys would bring in their shotguns and put them in their lockers while they went to school. They'd hunt on the way home. There'd be guns in the back of most of the trucks in the parking lot. Why wasn't this happening 40, 30, 40, 50, even 50 years ago? Why wasn't this happening? What has changed? There were just as many guns back then. You could order an AR out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog. There were just as many guns back then.
So why? So what's going on? What happened?
I don't know. I really wish I had the answer to it. Something has definitely changed. I wouldn't go so far to say the internet didn't have something to do with it.
Well, I had,
you can now become instantly famous worldwide for doing a horrific crime.
Mike Johnstone, Mike Johnstone was a former sheriff here, and he was longtime sheriff. And he told me, I said, what's the difference between fights now that you get a call to, and fights 30 years ago? He said, 30 years ago, you might have there's a fight going on at a bar someplace, and somebody just hit somebody over the head with a pool cue, or took a smack at somebody, or it was a fist fight. He said that was typically what you would see. You didn't have weapons coming out and people firing at each other, Now,
So what has changed?
It seems that we've just made it to the point where if you've got a weapon, and I think it's what people probably shouldn't have, but if they have a weapon, they figure, okay. Well, this is the easiest way for me to win this fight. It's the easiest way to also go to jail, but it's the easiest way to win the fight.
Well, to that point, 30, 40 years ago, people had weapons all the time too. Why didn't they use them back then? Well, what I'm saying is there were just as many guns and people had just as much access to them 30, 40 years ago.
Psychology was different.
There weren't as many shootings and stuff like that.
No, and it was the general psychology of the people was different, and there was a mass shooting. I think there was a Texas back in I think 65. There was a guy that was in the bell tower at
University of Texas,
and he started firing at people, and that was just absolutely he was considered completely out of order.
That shooting actually changed police policy. The police that responded to that event had to run down the street to a pawn shop to grab ARs and rifles and everything else. Because of that shooting, that is why police now carry rifles and shotguns in their cars, because they were going against a guy who had a semi-automatic rifle.
Yeah.
Not a fully automatic. He had a semi-automatic rifle and a couple handguns, and he was able to suppress an entire police force because they were armed with nothing but pistols.
You know what? What you just brought up is the key question of the day, and that is, what's different now? Is there a general psychology? Are we in a different culture? Are we in a totally different culture right now? Do we respect for guns? Do we have it anymore? Respect for police?
Yes,
do we have it anymore?
I wish I had the answer. I really do.
Hey, I appreciate the call. You brought some good points up. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
have
you.
A good one.
You bet.
And now, the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
In case you're wondering, the Pelicans have officially cleared Zion Williamson. So he's entering the final year of his rookie contract this offseason. Eligible for a contract extension. I just don't know what's going on in this situation. Do you want him? You going to keep him? Does he want to stay there?
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
The weather is warming and soon you'll be able to enjoy your home's outdoor living spaces. An awning from the Sherwood Company can help you enjoy those areas even more. Outdoor awnings expand the living area of your home, giving you more entertaining space that is protected from rain and the blazing sun. Ideal for decks and patios, they are easy to operate and retract or extend in minutes, allowing sun when you want it and shade when you need it. Awnings provide indoor benefits too. They limit direct sunlight on windows and doors. Having an awning will make your home cooler and decrease your energy bills. Awnings from the Sherwood Company come in hundreds of combinations of fabric patterns and colors and are custom designed for your space. Retractable awnings can be controlled by Alexa or other home automation devices. Call the Sherwood Company for more information today.
School's out for summer,
but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. QuickBooks manual processes, integration difficulties, and glitchy delays will leave you scrambling for the numbers you need. Failing to graduate to NetSuite will leave you stuck in summer school while your friends party. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, no matter how big your business grows. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. That's why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, used by over 29,000 growing businesses. Automate your process with NetSuite and close your books in no time. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control since graduating from QuickBooks to NetSuite. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so graduating has never been easier. Head to NetSuite.com/advantage right now. NetSuite.com/advantage. NetSuite.com/advantage.
And welcome back to the talk show. We got somebody. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
Ellen.
Hey, Ellen. Did you have a? I tell you what. We're down to the last couple minutes. What's on your mind?
Well, for one thing, Jim Jordan said last night that it was a God-given right to have a gun. Well, we better take it out because the government doesn't want any gun and everything. And the amendments have been changed before. And another thing, I think it's we're in the picture when this is all going on. It's just scary what you're watching on television and listen to some of these radio programs and so forth. And also, is Biden also a cause of England and the rest of the world being paying for high-priced gas?
Yeah, the president always gets blamed. So whoever's in the White House gets blamed when something happens. Yeah, it's just the way
you
it
know,
is.
What
and they take credit when it goes good.
Yeah.
And then what happened to the thing is a peaceful change from every 4 to 8 years of things instead of this fighting around about something that can, it isn't permanent. I've been around too long, I guess. I can't stand to see this inner fighting and the disrespect for people and in Congress standing up and calling people names and and just the disrespect for people and authority, and it's just.
I agree. I agree with that. We're just talking about the change. We have a cultural change, and we have a much less respectful civility.
Right.
There's civility is what's missing in this world right now. But hey, I appreciate you, Ellen. Appreciate your call today. Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
You bet.
Bye.
All right, have a great Thursday. Thank you for the callers today. Nice to have some good conversations.
The tradition of news, sports, and public affairs excellence continues. News Radio 99.3 and 14.